Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Joost moves to third. Binks moves to second. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosar moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Binks for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosar bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Black settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Binks reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. George Metkovich pinch hits for Don Black. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians won. The Athletics will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing center field. Al Lopez now catching. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Hank Edwards now Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreaux is hit by the pitch. Eddie Bachman pinch runs for Lou Boudreaux. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bachman moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner is walked intentionally. Bachman moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to home to get Bachman. Fleming moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar fires to third and picks off Fleming. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing shortstop. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Binks hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Gettle now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-3 in the game. Marchildon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Marchildon reaches second base with a double. Suter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-5 in the game. McCoskey is walked intentionally. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary pinch hits for Al Lopez. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.